Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Testing to see if it's working.
What are we testing for? I'm testing for hepatitis. I'm settling for syphilis.
Alan, what's your name?
So anyway, Tom thinks it's we're talking about going to church, and Tom goes he's pretending to be the priest. Oh, hello Alan, what's your name? You've just said my name. Doesn't make a goddamn sense. Oh, please don't take the Lord's name in vain. How about you take your robe, shove it, alright?
No, I was meant to say, they were saying, oh, hello, Ellen.
Yeah.
Who have we got here? Like,
no, but
family.
You said it like, hello, Ellen, what's your name?
I meant, what's their name?
Who's they?
Your family, that's
They're
with
They're not
you.
Coming to me. I'm not going to church, no. Okay? I'm sorry. No, I don't want anyone to be offended by this, but I'm not into... We've talked about this before on the show. I'm a firm believer in science, not religion. Sorry if that offends anyone, but that's how my style is.
So is the earth flat or round, Ellen?
It's round.
Well...
Don't start, okay?
When I had a spiritual meditation, I went...
When I boofed some heroin up my bottom.
I went outside of my, how would you say it, astral body, and I went up into the universe, and it wasn't actually round. It was actually almost like a football. It was kind of like curved.
I like the curves. So I like it on a man and also a woman.
Got nice hair, mate.
I like the curve in your hair.
It's all a bit dry at the ends there.
Got a curved cock. What the hell, man?
Curve? That's not good, though. What was...
No, I don't know. Why does a man have a curved cock?
He fell over, did he?
Did he fall over? He plays footy.
Got it bent.
Watch Benson try to pick up the ball. Oh, he's fallen down on his cock. Oh, there's a bit of a bent in that one. A bit of a dint. Denton right there. All right, picks up the ball. He looks like he's down. He's not getting it up. Come on, mate, get up. No, I think we might have to stop the game. The man's broken his cock. Moving on.
Are you get a stretcher for him, or are you just carrying him out?
I don't know. I've never broken my penis before, so I wouldn't know if I need a stretcher. One stretcher, please.
It's a little stretcher. They put the cock on the stretcher. They carry
him. That's fucking stupid.
He has to walk. He's walking, but the stretcher's holding.
That's got to be more painful than anything. You might as well just lay down. Can we get one stretcher for the man and one stretcher for the cock? Please.
Yeah. Also, this was on one of those soccer things of the trying to help the guy, and it's like they really struggled with the stretcher and they end up dropping him. And
I saw the guy do the one where he sits on the guy's face, and he's like, "I don't know what I know I'm doing." And
I'm hurt, mate.
He's like, "Your ass and your balls are in my face. I have a twisted ankle. Please get off."
But it's like he was meant to be facing the other way, then lifting it up, but he's trying to do it with his hands behind his back.
How do you work this thing? How do you work it?
Oh, shit.
Stupid shit, man.
Yeah. Well, that fast car. One day I'll get one of them.
Why? Then I'll crash it.
Check out my new shit!
Check out my new shit. And then that's his last fucking words you say before you leave this blue planet. Like, check out my new shit! And then drives into the wall. instantly dies.
Just a live stream on our Twitter. What's up, people? It's fantastic. And they just lose control.
What's up, people? This is fantastic. That's your... So you're going live to Twitter.
Can you actually go live on Twitter?
I don't think I've seen live to... I've seen live to, like, Facebook. I've seen live on...
YouTube,
of course. I've been on YouTube live, and it's been a bit of fun.
What are you doing on there?
What was I doing there?
Doing a shimmy, just dancing.
Doing a Fortnite dance.
It's my lunch break, and just doing a shimmy.
No, I was actually streaming Fortnite in the last event that happened.
Oh,
you were in
right,
the video.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was the end of that chapter. Or the start of, you know, wait, start of the chapter, wasn't it? Yeah.
If you go... Do another one. We need to put our mics on, and we need to talk.
Well, that's actually next Thursday, I think.
Yes.
The server shut down next Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes.
And then the next season 4 chapter 2, I think it is.
That's right.
Starting. So I saw some hashtag Fortnite leaks was trending recently, and I saw that Mordecai and Rigby was rumored.
I don't know about that one. I mean, yes, they've done it with Rick and Morty, so they've got that style of cartoon in the game. But yeah, could be interesting.
I saw, what was it? Peter Griffin is another one.
Yeah, that's an ongoing joke. That's been going around for a very long time. That Peter Griffin, holy crap, Donald Trump. Hello, Peter. Welcome to Fortnite. Have you ever seen that meme?
No.
That's one of my favourite memes of all time.
Well, so that's always been the thing that they reckon is
Peter Griffin, that he was going to be put into the Fortnite game. Welcome to Fortnite.
I saw Attack of Titan is another one.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if they do
that. I know of the name, but I never actually looked into what it is.
Very good show. Very violent show, too. Just what happens if the world became taken over by giant... pretty much brainless monsters, the forms of humans, and they're all cannibals. It's a very violent show. So you got like these giant men or women, and they are just like running with their heads back and forth, and they're all like very, it's very full on.
So it's not a kid show then?
No way, Jose. No.
So how does that work then, Lord? So that's like Fortnite could be a kid based game, but they're putting in shows that only
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is not for kids, but they still put, you know, Rick Sanchez as a skin in the battle pass. Don't care. Morty was another one too. Summer, I think that was, even the back bling of Pickle Rick. The Pickle Rick episode is a fucked episode.
I'd never watched it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Understandable.
I heard of it. I used to say it to you. It was like, looks like Back to the Future.
That's pretty much what it is. It's Back to the Future on really bad acid.
What's it on in Australia? You have to download it somewhere.
No, it's on Netflix. Okay. I'm watching it on Netflix. All the newest season. It's sort of stopped lately because of I think it was one of the producers or writers or one of the people or the voices or someone got caught texting.
Oh, I saw that, earlier this year, I think it was.
Yeah, an underage person, so it was like, well, that's yuck.
But I also saw, Michael B. Jordan for Creed 3 is another one.
That's out today. They came out today.
And then who else I saw? Creed was rumoured. I think they should put in something like to promote even Shazam. Like, why don't they put Shazam to promote the new movie?
They should.
Ghostface as well, you've got this new screen coming out.
Call of Duty did that for.
They did what?
What was it? Halloween about 2 years ago. They actually had the ghost. No, it was more than that. It was like 3 years ago. The Ghostface Killer. You could actually have
in COD.
In COD, you could run around. Yeah, in the World
what,
of War.
The Vanguard or the
not Vanguard, the one before it. You could actually. Yeah, I've actually got it.
What was it, like the mask? Or
no,
was
it's
it...
an actual skin, and then. You can only play as him. It's normally when you get like a skin in COD, it's promoting another character. Like you can wear it. It's like the Judge Dredd one I've got.
Oh, yeah.
That's another character called Clem in the game. I think it is. Don't hold me to it. But then in the actual game, when I unlocked Ghostface, it's Ghostface only. So he actually talks. He's like, get out there and kill somebody. Like he actually, this the actual voice. It was for the new Scream movie.
So is it first person or third then? When you're playing as him,
first person.
Okay. Yeah, he got the black gloves and stuff on it, and the tassels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's, you have like, to show me a video of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's it's a pretty wicked skin. I'm actually, that's one I'm quite happy about getting. Mm. But I think you can only, you can run around Warzone with it on. But and the actual what is the name of the game? World of War, I think it is.
Because I think what was before that?
Black Ops.
Black Ops 3, was it probably that one?
Maybe. Or, yeah.
Because Modern Warfare, then, because I've got all the other ones like Infinite Warfare, Advanced Warfare. I think I've actually got your version of Modern, the remastered one, the newer version.
Yeah, hold on to that because that's good.
Yeah, and no, I saw rumored was Scream. I was thinking Shazam would be cool.
Well, they've already got Black Adam, for God's sake. They should put Shazam in it. They will put the whole family in.
Have you finished the season?
No. But, well, I, in a way, have finished the Battle Pass.
Yeah.
But I'm still trying to get those other new, there's this new little shit stuff you can get.
The bonus rewards, yeah. Those ones. Yeah.
Which is pretty easy to do.
Some of the things I just know I'll never wear. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just getting it for the sake of getting it. But I'm like, I'm probably never going to wear some of these looks.
It's the wallpapers. The ones in the background pictures, the ones that I cannot help myself. If I see one that needs to be get, I will get it.
The loading screens.
The loading screens are some of my favourite stuff.
Yeah. You know why it's so busy?
Ed Sheridan?
Oh, I'm performing with him. That's why we're going to go.
Oh, you is stunt double, are you? I'm on my way!
No, I'm the opening act. I'm going to get everyone all rolled up for the show.
So what time do you perform?
About 10 minutes.
You got 10 minutes. What?
I already sound checked at lunchtime today. I'm just coming over.
You sound checked. So you went all the way into the city, came all the way back, picked my ass up, and then to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
You're coming with me to the show. You're going to be on the side.
We're doing
just want to bring out my bro, Alan.
Who?
No one else?
Hello?
What's up, people? Oh my god, it's Alan!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Yeah, he's from the he's from that broadcast shit show.
He's better than Tom, isn't he? That one. Yeah. Mm,
very hot.
Like, shirt off. You want me to? God, yeah. You want me to, guys?
Do you want him to? That's you, guy. Yeah. Do you want him to take? Alan, take your fucking shirt off.
Alan, we're losing him quick, Al.
I'm not taking my shirt off. Boo! Take it off. Take it off.
Everybody does it all, guys. Don't start with your shoe, Al. Come on, Al.
Take my shoe. What?
Start with your shoes. Work your way up. Come on,
work, work my way up. No.
We've got an hour before Ed comes on, Al. We need to sell an hour. Come on.
No. We should just do a stage show of the broadcast. Get people to come by and go, who the fuck are these guys?
We'll just do a live recording. A little table, just us, and the little mics there. SingStar and sticky tape holding the mics up. And
I think we could probably get more. I think we've gone up in the world right now where we don't need to use the rolled up SingStar mics.
Well, we actually have mics. We just haven't tested them yet.
No,
we haven't recorded in person, guys.
No, that's right.
We should do it in person.
I think next recording. I might even get my mic out and plug it up to my computer because that's where I'm doing most of my recording now.
Well, for your birthday, then I might buy a little tripod thing. You clip it onto your desk. Yeah. I'll buy one of those TikTok rings as well, the light rings.
Yeah. Hold on to infinity. Yeah. That was a fucking trend back in the day. And if you're listening to this, you're like, and you're like, oh fuck, I remember that. Because there were people doing that thing with the shirt. They had like a shirt on, and it's like, oh, we love you into infinity, and they hold their fucking thing up, and next to it they're shirtless, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Put your shirt back on.
I saw it at Christmas time, like they were fellas being Santa, so they're all bearded.
Yeah, into infinity, and it's just like shirtless Santa. And you're like, what in the dog shit is this?
Oh,
what the fuck? It's TikTok. This will get the clickbaits. This will get the ladies pounding on the door. Hello, ladies.
What would you do if you're doing the ring thing for that song? Who would be your person you're transitioning to?
My transition would probably be like some type of food. Oh, something, you know. I love you, infinity, and there's just like a piece of pizza in one hand and burger in the other. I'm shirtless too.
You're just winking at the camera.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's how I do it. Just, I love you. I'll drop the fucking thing to pick up the whole, the pizza and the burger and, oh. in one hand pizza, one hand burger. Still, like, it's like, where'd your shirt go?
You got a gaming headset on.
Yeah, I've got the headset on. Guys are going live on stream. Oh. Going to go on my Twitch. TTV Roscoe Busco 84.
Oh, shit.
Hashtag humble brag right there.
What, love you for infinity.
I love you for infinity. Oh. That was a weird emotion. And it, people laugh at it and say, oh, I don't fucking remember that. You probably fucking did. And you probably made a TikTok and you probably put it on.
See, I've never made a TikTok, even for the broadcast or myself. Never even gone on the app.
We should
do. All I know is it's short little clips. Is
we should do the best bits of the broadcast and put them on the TikTok.
That'd so what's good. Involved in it, though? Are they just clips, are they? Is it a clip?
Well, with me, I don't know. It's up to you. You just, you know how you do the best bits. Like, this is...
like a TBK moment.
Hey, guys, listen to the TBK vault. That's me at the end. That's me. I mean, it's me making fun of myself. Hey, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now let's go back to a classic TBK fucking moment.
There's so many moments, though, Al.
I know.
So,
there's a lot of dog shit.
No, there isn't.
There's a lot of shit that we come out on this show in this society. What? Oh,
I've got all. I've got so many moments. I've got a folder on my iPad for every episode this year, ready to add a little.
And the
moment.
Shit that you find funny too. It's like, nah. I liked when Alan called me a name. I put it in. So anyway, yeah. So I've done a TikTok. I've done several TikToks.
Yeah.
I've. I think I even started when COVID hit. So pretty much, I think I've been on TikTok for like 3 years now. And I remember during COVID, the first hit and the second hit down here in Melbourne, then I actually put up some TikToks. I just recently, the other day, put up a TikTok about people. There's like a movie thing on there that there's a whole, I think it's a younger generation jumping on these little video things, and it's like, choose a movie that you like between these movies. Which one do you like the most? So this one was purely a movie that you would choose. But you chose between two. But it, the whole gimmick of the actual TikTok that people were doing was people were going, I've never seen, they never go past the second movie or the second part. Like, they don't really understand. I haven't seen this movie. I haven't seen this. When I did the fucking thing, I saw almost every single movie on there.
Was it like an 80s thing? Like
80s? It's a bit of everything. So I had Avengers on there, Joker. Because at the end of the day, I actually ended up choosing Joker as one of my favourite films. But the gimmick I've seen with other people do this, like, oh, I haven't seen these other movies. It's like, fucking watch a movie. And they got a couple of likes, and they got a couple of, like, follows, and there was actually people, you know, were actually clicking on it, which was, you know, not bad. You know, it's not as gangbusters like I've had some videos in the past.
You know what this means, eh?
What's that?
You have to do an Infinity one now.
I will. I fucking will. And
I'll give you the ring, and you can just do it.
I love you, Andrew. Well, it's an old thing, though, now. That if I do that, I'll be like, well, why are you bringing that back? It's purely for me.
I should do it with my beard and stuff, with my long hair, like change it to like Fabio or something.
Fabio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you got a government job, so that you've got to be careful what you put up on yours. I mean, so do I. But, you know...
Just wear a luchador mask then. No one would
wear it. Well, I love you. And the mask comes off.
Your previous videos... It's
yeah, you can see who the... If you upload, you're going to still see yourself.
Yeah.
I think the stupidest one I've ever done on my TikTok, and I might delete it, was about 2 years ago, and I pretended to be the coronavirus.
I've seen that one, yeah.
What do you mean you said
it? I've seen like other people doing that where it's like there's like a germ, isn't it?
Yeah, you got the green face on. Yeah. It's like, hey there. And he was like,
what do you do
then? Oh, well, mine was, hey there, my name is coronavirus. And then the guy's like, and I'd be in the other person. So it's pretty much me, there's a lot of work I had to do. Stop camera and then go, okay, now turn myself. And
it's
just conversation with myself.
So you have to build the clip, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was fucking ridiculous. He was like, hey there, I'm a coronavirus. I'm going to be inside you. And I'm like, oh, I've already had the vaccine, so you can't do anything to it. Well, I can still go up your bed. And it's like, no. And it was full, like, it's like a minute clip of me having a conversation with myself. One version of myself with the green eyes and green face and the black eyes. It to look like the coronavirus.
When are you doing this in the day?
I'm doing this pretty much when I'm alone. I'm making sure that my missus is not around to see
this. In the toilet looking around. No.
You don't record video. In the toilet because that's weird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's frowned upon, but it's not...
You shouldn't be doing it... Why are you bringing your phone in the fucking toilet?
Who knows who you might meet.
No one. No, you should be meeting... It's your home!
Man, I'm doing a TikTok. Could you act as a character as well? You be the germ, and then I... Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Can you hold the... There's actually couples out there who actually do, like, hold the camera for their partners while they actually...
Ah, yes.
And it's like, well, this will get us somewhere. Because there are people... No. They actually, like, record themselves of their partners doing it, like, a TikTok.
And see, some of them are like, you know, you can tell it's not real. Like, it's acting like there's, like, a jump scare. I'm going to set this up and joke and play a joke. And it's like, yeah, but you can clearly see the phone would be there filming.
Yeah.
How you could not see the big red bar or the big red symbol. I'm like, nah. Too fake.
Then that's why most of these people, because there's a very high platform, and then people will see your TikToks, and then next minute will boost you up.
Mm. So do you hashtag on TikTok?
I do a few, for your page, FYP, or that little stuff. It doesn't really go far, but I purely don't do it for the clicks. I mainly do it for a bit of fun. That's my dealing with it. I'll go with
it. So you can hook them up to what? Instagram, Twitter, they all hashtag stuff, don't they? You can like
share. Yeah, you can actually. I've got a LinkedIn, so it goes to it. Like, if you find my... I think my LinkedIn is actually on all my social media platforms, except my Facebook, because Facebook... Don't add me on Facebook, guys. I won't, because purely it's for friends and family and work colleagues. I don't have it on there, but my Twitter is on my LinkedIn. So is my... my Instagram, which I don't post anything on there. So is my my Twitter and my TikTok, my Twitch channel, my YouTube channel. It's just getting out there.
So I don't have any of those things. I think I just have Instagram.
Do you go on the Instagram and look at the For You page, and it's just like just a lot of women in bikinis?
No, a lot of dudes just combing their
dudes
hair.
Dudes in
really.
Bikini? What?
No, dudes combing, a lot of hair-based stuff.
A lot of dudes combing beards and combing hair, bum hair.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Do you look?
Why would I do that?
I don't know, it's you.
Save. Save for later.
Look for who?
You guys going to bed? Okay.
What?
I'm going to look at the article that I saw.
Are you guys going to bed?
I'm saying to the family.
That's fucking disgusting. That's don't do fine. That. What? Hey, guys! Zay's going to bed now!
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to bed. Oh,
they're
going
to bed.
You're going to bed now.
Yeah.
Dad needs to go look at some another man combing another man's ass with a comb.
No, I actually have been looking a lot of.
Oh, here we go.
What? No, hold on.
No.
A couple of YouTubers who are doing hairstyles. So, as you know, guys, long hair still got it going. I'm looking at the 2023 long hairstyles for men, and some pretty cool ones out there.
That's cool.
Yeah, some of the Viking, samurai. Braids are back in, so yeah. I was going to braid it tonight, but I thought you'd probably just punch me. So
no, hey, I'm not that person. No, if you want to braid your hair, fucking braid your hair. You know, that's who you are.
I do half Viking, half samurai. Then
what? It was a half Viking, half samurai.
Yeah.
Of a samurai. That's so stupid. What?
Viking.
My name is Viking. I'm going to change my name to Klaus.
What's a V in front of a samurai? Samurai, I don't know.
Samurai.
Sorry, forget about it.
Sounds like a pill that you have to take to stop chlamydia.
Okay, mate, we need 2 South Fries.
Sorry, yeah. What'd you say?
Is it wait.
Zacka Fries. This is director Zacka Fries. Okay. He is doing the new DC movies.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about DC then. Are you pumped for Shazam? Comes out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I like Shazam. I'm not going to go see it at the movies. So I'm not, because I don't really go to the movies anymore.
Don't you?
No.
You go like every month, once a month usually.
Yeah, I used to be that type of person. I think the last time I went to the movies, I saw the Black Adam movie. It was actually 2 days apart. I went and saw the Black Panther movie, and then I saw the Black Adam movie. So it was just
so you didn't wait till they came out on Disney?
What's that? No. I waited. I went to the movies to go and see. It was actually like weeks after it came out. It was maybe a month, so there was just going to the cinema and hardly anyone was there. Good movie. No, probably won't. I'll wait till Shazam comes out on whatever streaming service is out, and I'll watch it via that way. I was going to go see Ant-Man Quantumanium, but all you have to do is just jump on YouTube or TikTok, and you can just just get the spoilers, and you're like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah, I saw that when it came out. I saw it the day it came out.
You saw it Quantumanium, okay.
I took my son to see that, and this was like, because my son's growing up, and I introduced him to the Marvel movies.
Yes.
Back when Iron Man came out, so we watched them all together. Yes. We've seen Infinity War and Endgame, and I feel he didn't really seem like, okay, yeah. Ant-Man didn't blow him away. It was like, okay, I just don't know. Oh, yeah, so this is just leading into...
That's all it is.
You know, the Kang Dynasty, and then you have some post-credit scene. Have you seen it?
No, but I know what happens.
Yeah,
so
there's the post-credit thing setting up season two of Loki.
Yes.
But again, it's like, I didn't watch Loki, but I read it, so it's like... A lot of this, you have to kind of watch everything to kind of be tied in the loop. And I'm not a TV person. I don't watch TV shows.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, what? You haven't seen this? You don't watch TV? I'm like, no, I'm a movie guy.
Yes.
I'll sit down and watch a film. I'm not going to watch 8 episodes of a show. But I didn't even watch, you know, Falcon, Winter Soldier. I haven't watched that. But I've read them all. I've read all the stories. But
Yeah.
Shazam, I'm keen for, though, because I know it's the end. It's the... Because they did say that the ending of this movie sets up directly into The Flash
as well. Okay.
Because the Shazam universe won't exist
in the next timeline.
Because the main actor has said he hasn't been consulted, you know, with
Zachary
James
Levy is a damn shame, because he's a damn bloody good actor.
Yeah, he said, I've had no involvement with the new direction. So he's, I don't know. I just know this is my last project.
That's what I heard too. James Gunn's taken over now, and it's basically just like, no, we're closing up. We've got a new shop now.
But you've got 4 DC movies this year too coming out. You've got, Shazam in March.
Yep.
You've got, I think, Flash in June. But you've also got Blue Beetle.
Yes.
Is coming out, and also Aquaman 2. Because Aquaman 2 comes out on Christmas Day in Australia.
Okay.
And that's also meant to tie in directly to the new future of the universe. So, but I've always been a big DC guy, but it's a shame the whole Superman thing's fallen through. There's a whole new Superman they're setting up. They want to do a new Batman. But also there's no Wonder Woman. It's they're doing a TV show about the Amazonians.
Yes, that's right.
The Wonder Woman before she was there, so... But again, I'm not a TV guy, so I don't know if I'm going to watch...
Well, that's where they've figured it out. That's where the money has gone. I mean, I think James Gunn, when he wrote what was the TV show with John Cena? Peacemaker.
Mm.
You know, that show is fantastic. It's incredibly well done. And I think it's what he wanted to do. If he had the money, and if Marvel was to give him a go... I mean, hell, we could have even got the Guardians Christmas special.
I saw that on Disney.
Yeah. That's okay.
I think what they've realised is, like, we can tell more stories better than a movie where we have 90 minutes.
Yes.
A show, we can have, you know, 50 minutes an episode and tell 6 stories, which is almost like a comic book.
Yes.
Like, a comic book is usually 6 issues, like 6 parts per chapter. But even things like, I haven't watched it yet, but The Last of Us.
Yes.
Isn't like each episode almost a movie length? They're like nearly an hour.
Some episodes are. The most recent episode that came out the other week was 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. And
so
then
that's
the next
more than
couple
half a movie
in
just one episode.
The very first episode was 1 hour and 30, and the third episode was, I think, the same, 90 minutes, 1 hour and 30.
And how long is it meant to go for? How many
episodes? There's 2 more episodes to go. It's pretty much, if you've played the games, it's following through the story of what's happening next. Just recently, they've done the Left Behind episode, which was the DLC that came out.
One. That was the prequel, wasn't it, to the...
Yes.
Yeah.
So you figure out what happened to Ellie and what happened to her.
Mm.
How she was bitten, and so
it's interesting because, like, will they then rush season 2 to do the part 2
Well, game. Number two got, like, this part two, the game got shat on. People hated it.
Yeah.
I think it's because people were feeling that it was too woke. I personally love the game.
Mm.
I found it very enjoyable. There is the part of the game at the beginning where it is just absolutely heart-wrenching what happens when you're playing it. And then you're like, and then the character, you have to later on play as this character that you hate.
Mm.
And you want them to... You don't want to play as them. But again, if you want to progress through this game, you must play as this character. Then you can complete the game.
It's kind of like with Red Dead. You know, you don't want Arthur to die, but then you become John. And it's like, I don't want to be John. I didn't feel my story was complete as Arthur. But to do the epilogue, you have to play as John to continue that story.
Yep, that's damn right.
So I'm just thinking, like, if it's only that many episodes, will the game... Do you reckon the season will end as the first game did? Or would they do a season two based on the second half of the game? No, that way they're not trying to continue to rush it out.
No, they're nearly at the end of the game. Pretty much the next week's episode that's going to come out is pretty much the second last mission.
Mm.
And then this episode after that is going to be the last mission. And if they do follow season two... which they have signed on for.
Yeah.
It will be The Last of Us Part 2. But I think they're going to have to venture into the future because in the Part 2 game, it's Ellie and Joel a few years later on. Where Joel's a little bit more older, a little bit more rustier. Well, and then you're playing as Ellie because in the very first game, I think she's about 12, maybe 13.
Yeah.
Where in this game, in Part 2, she's in her 20s.
I was going to say, she looks about 19, 20. Yeah. Yeah, no, because I thought they could have done, at least ended this season at the halfway point of the game. That way season two is continuing that story, because there's no talk of a game number three, I don't think. So
they're
going to rush to try and produce the game out just so they could do the season three, because it's going to make money for the show.
Well, the game, the remaster, the Last of Us remaster for PlayStation 5 has gone up, and everyone is gone. As soon as this series started, they bought it. Everyone went out and bought it. I mean, me personally, I did as well too. I've got the remastered version of it. I've got the PlayStation 4 one, and now I have the PlayStation 5 one, and I've played both of them. I love the 4 one, but this 5 one is fantastic. The quality of it, it's changed so much from the 4 game.
Because I think we have the PlayStation Hits one, which is just the remaster of the first, and then we have The Last of Us Part 2 4 edition, but it isn't the newer version that's been done on 5. Do you get a free download of that if you put it in the 5, or do you have to buy the 5 one separately?
Part 2 or Part 1?
Part 2.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you own a 4 version, you get a free 5 converted version, but you don't have disc anymore, do you? You're all digital.
Yeah. All digital now for me.
Yeah. So what's it on down here? Binge, is that?
Yes, it is. Binge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's where the WWE network is now.
That's
how you watch WWE down here.
Well, I don't watch WWE via that anymore. I watch it on KO.
Is it on KO now?
Yeah, KO.
So what, do you pay for KO then? How do you...
KO goes with my phone bill. So I don't pay for KO whatsoever.
Binge, so I wonder, check for me then, if KO has more stuff than Binge, because Binge is still so limited with their content.
Well... No, when I say I watch WWE, I mean I watch the shows. I watch
Raw
and SmackDown. I don't go for, you know, those days have gone of going back and watching old WWE programming, because I might as well just watch it online without even worrying about paying for it.
Well, Daily Motion just puts them all up.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you can watch some AEW, then you can go and fight, watch AEW, and watch that...
If we're going to watch... Huh?
That brutal ladder match the other day, I sent you that tweet there of that, and what do you think about that ladder spot there?
Why?
What?
Why?
Why is what?
Why do that, man? It's so ridiculously dangerous and stupid.
Yes, we're talking about the, I think it was Adrian and Sami Zayn Falcon Arrow attempt, I would say, from the top of the ladder, and Sami completely missed the ladder.
Sami Zayn and Sami Guevara.
What did I say?
Sami Zayn.
Well, Sammy Guevara.
Sammy Guevara, okay. Yeah. What was his
deal? They're pretty equal, like, in terms
of... No, they're... Do not. Oh, no.
What?
No, Sammy Guevara is a douchebag.
Yeah. I saw your tweet. You flipped him off in a tweet. What was that about?
Because he was sad.
Yeah, what's wrong with
that? A sad boy.
Respect. I love you, man. The fist pump. Little fist pump emoji.
Fuck him.
Okay. Well.
Little douchebag boy.
Hey.
Uh-huh. Fuck him. Yeah, fucking MJF today.
What?
I don't know what... You barred up or something when you went with that shower, him coming out of the shower.
He jacked up now, getting ready for his title match against...
I hope he gets his head fucking kicked in.
Oh, good lord.
I'm not going to watch it, but I just hope. I mean, I don't even care if Daniels wins the title. I just hope MJF gets his head kicked in. Little prick that he is. That's like one swift kick in the fucking head.
Where'd the hate for MJF come from? He didn't do nothing to you.
He doesn't have to. I hope he tweets me right now and calls me a fat fuck.
Thank you.
Oh, anyway, thank you, sir. Praise you.
I'm going to make that my pin tweet.
Yes. That pretty much will be up there, you know.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Guys, this episode, if we ever actually put it out, we've done a lot of AEW content recently, and we call it the pre-punk era. It was before CM Punk was even there.
Yes.
And that would be, say, is the era that Alan enjoyed before CM Punk decided to come in and... yes, things didn't really work
out. Hey, you guys have a company? Can I come in and fuck it up? I work with children, and I work, and that's it. But still, I don't like Omega. I don't like the Bucks, so, that, you know. Just call me grumpy old man yells at Cloud.
Oh, you know what we should do then? That other thing I tagged you in, the ROH six-man tag with the dropkick spots.
That flippy shit.
Yeah.
If I see more flip shit, I just... What is the point of the flip shit? Can someone explain that to me? I'd like to have someone tweet me or someone have a discussion with me, because I really want to understand it. That what is the flippity doodah?
It's like shit. Gymnastics, isn't it? It's like a gymnastics sport now.
Then do gymnastics.
See, what we're talking
about... Snatch a headlock and then fight.
There was a thing that I tagged Alan in, which was Flip Gordon teaming up with two other guys to take on... I think it was Hangman Page and the Bucks in ROH. And there's a scene during an exchange, I think, between Matt Jackson and Flip, where they're, like, countering each other, but they're actually not even connecting, like, to sweep the leg. They're not actually sweeping his leg, but he's pretending that he's been sweeped. And then they all come in and do a dropkick, all six people, and the crowd just start chanting ROH to this dropkick spot. And I couldn't understand...
There's a bunch of people out there that jerk off to this shit. Yeah. They fucking love... All the flippity doodah Bucks and Omega just like, no, yes, give me more, daddy. Like, why? There's no. Oh, it's just to make. It's just having a bit of fun, fellas. Just having a bit of fun. Wrestling's not meant to be taken so serious, alright? Why are you taking it so fucking serious, okay? Let the boys flip. Let the man do a bit of flippity doodah. No, fuck you.
And the horse you're in. I would say there is an appeal, but it's not a massive appeal.
Fuck the appeal!
Yeah.
No! There's an appeal for me. I've been watching wrestling since 1997, 1998. And then there was no flippity shit going on. And if there was some cool stuff, it was probably some athleticism by Takemichi Noku. Another fantastic wrestlers, especially in WCW. But well, no.
You can talk about Max Mini. Max Mini there with Sonny back in 97 there with the. The midget matches, that was cool.
No, just say little person.
So they're all called, that's what the matches were called.
Yeah, but we're in 2023 now. We don't need to use the M word. We can just say
what, little match?
Yeah.
Belt. Like midget belt. Is a midget.
Stop saying the word!
What? Okay,
stop saying the M word! Okay? Just say little person.
Doesn't sound like little person match. Doesn't sound the same.
Well, it's not meant to be, okay? Because they're right. Doesn't have to be a little person.
I think
match.
They still use that term though in like Mexican promotions, because there's a lot of Mexican matches over there that have the midget matches.
Little person.
Okay.
That's their word. Okay.
You say highly challenged matches.
Highly challenged. That sounds. Just stop. Right. Just a little person match, or it's just that you could just use their name. You know.
Yeah, probably.
Probably a lot more PC.
So you're saying to me you want to do more flippy on the podcast, is that what you're saying? Is that
if you want to hear silence and me then say some fuck shit, you want to hear me swear more, you want to hear me drop the C-bomb, then I will do that. I know that I do occasionally will drop that word on the show. Don't really like to, but if you want to hear that, I will get fired up.
So you're saying bring back Alan of like 2016-17 when the show started. Bring him back?
No, because he was a bit of an asshole, and I don't like that asshole character that I was portraying. But
controversy created the clicks, pal, I would say.
Did it?
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah, I would say some of our busiest years was around the 2018 time.
Yeah, but that's because I shooting from the hip, boom, boom. You're like, ah, that's pretty funny, Al.
Right.
But
then so going I'll find back some matches then. I'll find some flippy for you. So
just ready for some like hatred. And if you're looking at this show, guys, and you're gonna like, oh fuck yes, they're doing this match. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it justice. I'm sorry.
All right, here's a question then.
Yes.
Would you rather watch flippy stuff or like extreme deathmatch?
I don't want to watch any of that stuff.
Come on.
No, I'm sorry. No.
What is it about the extreme deathmatch you don't like?
I like ECW, but with the extreme stuff, it's like, why are we seeing flaps of skin being folded? Why might as well put on a horror movie, you know? There is no need to watch another man get stabbed in the neck with a light tube, or there's no need to watch a man with a saw or some sort to cut the blade the man on the head. We already saw how they do that, you know? They get the little, you know, just watch a John fucking Moxley match. On AEW. And just watch him hand. He's like, hey, Mox, can you just... the cameraman hands him the fucking blade. And then it's like, oh, all right, show how it's done, guys. Show how it's done. Then sneer, sneer, cut, cut, cut. Shear, shear, shear. Yeah. We don't know how the sauce is made. We know how it's done. Stop fucking bleeding.
I would love to see what Moxley's forehead looks like. Like, it would just be so many little abrasions over time. Almost like, was it Abdullah the Butcher?
It's Abdullah the Butcher. I mean, yeah. At least with, he does. Abdullah the Butcher used to get, like, a fork and then stab himself in the head. But with, at least, he's got, like, dead cartilage of skin. And it's over time, Abdullah, there's just nothing there. It's just, like, folded up dead skin. Moxley does the hairline.
Yeah.
He does the old flare trick.
So you want some flippy shit with a little bit of hardcore?
No, I don't. No, I'm sorry. I mean, you might as well get someone else to jump on the show with you. If you want to say, hey guys, we're changing the format up. Flippy shit with violence. Flippy violence for the record.
Moonsault with a stickle, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Curb stomp with a glass, what is it, light bulbs.
With a light bulb into the eyeball. Women's wrestling falling off balconies through missing a table.
She missed the apron, didn't she? That was in some...
I don't know what she was doing!
Yeah. And they're all chanting, yes, 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 and I'm like,
death, God. Death, death. You know, again, is that person able to walk for the rest of their lives? You know?
But that's the thing with, like, that death match. Like, I understand stories in wrestling, but sometimes...
What's the story on a death match?
Well, I'm just saying, like, some feuds could be, I want to really hurt you, but then...
Yeah, I understand the idea it from the Crockett days, yes, totally, you know, you've got to have a death match. That stops it. But the people are just like, you know, it would be really good if we put on a title. You would just have the title death match. Like, Moxley and Hangman have a match, and that's entitled the...
Texas death match. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't work for today. Mm. Unless you're going to really fucking kill each other... You ain't going to do it, are you? It's just going to be, to say, extreme rules or a no holds barred. That's what it's going to be. Don't need to have the special title.
So, like, glass then?
Fuck the glass. No, why glass? Glass is stupid. Glass does not belong in a wrestling ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my mind's thinking of all these different ideas.
Yeah.
Some, like, you know, Briscoe, you know, back in 1924 matches that we can do.
1924.
So. Yeah, Nick Bockwinkel and those guys wrestling. Look, I already got him in a headlock. And he just sits there.
Look, I'm looking at stuff at a time where it's not like that. I'm looking at a time where I watched wrestling in the 90s.
Mm.
And I was enjoying wrestling in the 90s. You know, the Attitude Era. That's the time I remember and vastly enjoy. Yes, there was some very questionable things going on at the time. A lot of homosexuality, fierceness against it. Mm. It was very... it just wasn't a PC time, but as you watch it as a young man, and it's all these things are going through your head, there was a lot of racism in wrestling as well too. But again, when you're a young man, you're watching this, you're like, you watch it now as a young, older person, and you're sort of learned, you understand. But to where it is now, it's changed.
Yeah. But here's a question. What's your favourite Attitude Era memory? You have a memory of Attitude Era that sticks out for you?
I think it's like a lot like with everyone, with probably, you know, McMahon and Shane and The Rock in with the beer truck. Yeah, that was hilarious. But then they recopied it with Kurt Angle in the milk truck with the Alliance. That was a bit, you know, that was fun. That's a callback, they call it.
Yeah, that was, what, 2001? That was, what, the invasion storyline kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't go anywhere.
That's my favourite Attitude. Oh, well, can't think about it. What is it? Mankind Taker, Hell in the Cell. That was one of my very first moments, seeing the brutality of that. You know, Hell in the Cell, what, June of 1998? Another thing that always gets tweeted, I see a lot, is all the DX stuff, like telling the fans to lift their tops up and all those time, like the uncensored DX moments.
Yes.
When Triple H was the leader, and what is it, when they did blackface or something with the Nation? Remember that back in like 98?
Triple H was acting as the Croc.
Sean X-Pac Waltman? Was Henry, I think.
Yeah, was he?
He had like pillows tucked into his shirt and everything, and they all blackfaced.
Yeah, they called him Mark Madsen. That was at the Mizark or something.
Yeah.
Because it was a little take on him eating a sandwich that had shit in it.
And there was another dude in the ring meant to be Owen Hart or something like that.
Yeah, there was Jason Sensation.
Yeah.
And Owen Hart went down there and slapped him around, chucked him in the, put him in the sharpshooter. It's fucking funny.
And that's where I think AEW gets stuck, because they want to try and show, like, you know, great wrestling, but then with the swearing, like, what is it, Daniel Bryan actually saying fuck on the Dynamite show? I'm like, okay, who's this edging towards? Because do you want families in the audience? Do you want them to come? If they are, then, you know, you can't be doing those types of things. So who are you really appealing to?
Yes.
18 to 35, 18 to 50, you know, age group?
It's very... I don't know if they know what they're doing or how they're doing it. They're struggling. But yeah, there was even an MJF promo he did when they went to commercial, and he's talking about the kids in the front row that should have been aborted.
Yeah.
And he's dropping the F-bomb, he's swearing like this, and you're like, it's kind of gross.
So it's very shock. I would say it's like, where does the money come from in wrestling? It would actually come from the younger audience, though, that would pay for, you know, the toys. AEW is trying to sell toys, but my kids aren't going to buy AEW because they don't know who they are.
No.
And I'm not going to let my sons watch Dynamite to see Daniel Bryan swearing and MJF cutting those promos. So it's like, okay, they want men to buy it and women to buy the toys? Is that, are they collecting them? Yeah, is that the kind of audience that we're looking at?
It's the bearded bros out there, the guys who know, oh, this is a collectible, keep it in the box. Yeah.
I'm trying to drive here, guys. This woman's just really struggling with this.
That's right. She's doing the reverse part.
Okay, she did well, but we got to move, so. Yeah.
We got honked. It's a bit frightening. Don't.
We're actually in the busy city, guys. This is the same place we were when we went to the UFC. And it's like Friday, what, evening right now? And it's absolutely packed as.
It's all right. I'm not drunk, guys. It's okay.
You haven't started yet, guys.
No, I'm not even. I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking tonight.
I might have a drink.
That's why I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay.
We won't do a second recording, guys, because Alan will start punching windows and stuff. So.
Just fucking fire!
Tony Khan! And just start punching.
Tony Khan, motherfucker! Fuck him! I'll call him right now. I'll get on his Twitter.
I've what? You're mid-blocked by him, mate.
I'm blocked. I think I don't really know many people. I know I'm still blocked by Mr. Condor, Conrad Thompson.
Oh, come on, Al.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get blocked by Sammy now for doing that flip-off tweet to him.
I hope so. I hope MJF blocks me as well, too. I should probably check my...
And on that note, tell people your socials, Al.
Guys.
Where can they find you?
Yeah, hashtag humblebrag, I'm on my Twitter right now, guys, and that's AlanRoss84 at TBK. That's where you can find me here. Come on, let's see. Let's check the media. Nothing. I did find something very funny today that Indy Hartwell, the Australian girl, she tweeted up on her, she goes, Indy Hartwell, one of her other persons. It's all right. You can have it on there.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She says, first look at Indy Hartwell. This is Daphne at WWE 2K23. First look at Indy Hartwell in the 23, Blue Love Heart. And she goes, yes, red to gear. I can't wait to play with myself. And then she wrote underneath, immediately, I think it was like, she goes, wait. And then immediately every creeper is coming on there, especially General Booty and a few other people that I follow, Joshua Graham, at the AKA Gash.
Yeah.
Yeah, all those guys that I follow. And immediately everyone just jumped on and was like instant creep mode. Mm.
Cool, yeah. I can't wait to.
I can't wait to watch you play with yourself.
Let me know when you play Indy.
You're playing on your Twitch. But then also, you just couldn't help yourself. Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Twitter of Brocast now?
At TBK.
No, what's.
At the Brocast.
You're struggling with it,
mate. Not struggling.
What is it? Just read it out.
At the Brocast, I fucking told you.
You said at TBK. There could be something completely different.
No, I said it before. You didn't hear me after what I said because I fixed up my mistake.
What is at TBK? Who is that? Is there a person called at TBK? They got a Twitter called that?
Yeah, it's probably you with your other different one. At TBK.
Yeah, so who that is? No, is that a person? Nothing. No, people.
Oh, people. We're looking for people. There's me.
Yeah.
There's my other one. And there's just TBK.
What is that? Here we go. What's this one? How many followers?
It's an eight. It's porn.
Right.
Why are you making me look
how
at porn?
How many followers do they have?
Three.
Right.
86. Why are you making me
Tom.
why are you making me look at fucking porn on the actual podcast?
Just clear your history. Yeah.
Clear my history.
Oh shit. Anything else you want to talk about? Because we might stop the recording.
No, I might as well now. You know, I'm just, if you've heard me swear enough, guys, you know where to follow me. You know, I'm on. I told you on my LinkedIn before.
Well, we did some nice chat though.
Probably stopped recording. It hasn't. It's probably halfway into the drive. It's like we're done now, mate. The actual recording stopped itself. Have you checked it?
No, I haven't looked at it. Yeah. So it should be fine.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, Alan said, guys, you can check us out on The Brocast. We talked a little bit of Fortnite, a little bit of DC, and Alan had a bit of a rant there about WWE, because he doesn't like them. He likes AEW better, right? That's what we're...
I like wrestling.
All right. Yeah.
All right? And I like my wrestling, but I don't like my wrestling with flippies and violence.
That's flippies.
Flippies violence. Flippy violence.
Oh, shit.
Sick of the flips.
Well, on that note, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all.
Good night. Fucking cold!
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
Yeah, what you say? I would have put a China head on my balloon.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm driving with Jody. I love my China doll.
What's with you? What do you got there, mate?
It's my blow up China doll. China doll.
I just wanted to get to work
early. In the fast lane. Toot toot.
She's real to me, so that makes it okay.
Through me, damn it.
Get out. Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you like wrestling? Do you like podcasting? No.
Would you like to wear the headphone? Yeah. It's an AirPod. You can put it in your ear.
Yeah, I've already got a pair at home.
Right, yeah.
Oh! How does that go for you?